It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You list the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And Jethro and all over this great mitten state of Michigan. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. It's Easter weekend, Barbecue Bob. We might talk a little bit about that show, huh?
Yeah, happy Easter to everyone. I hope you're celebrating in your favorite way and, I guess, paying homage to the greatest gift man has ever had. So however you do that, good on you, and God bless the whole Grilling Nation.
Yeah.
But we are going to talk about a few things that might fit your table, a few things that might fit your hand, and then, of course, we're going to talk about some fun stuff about fishing. So it's a little bit of ham and a little bit of fish.
Right.
I think there was like a basket with fish and bread, no ham.
That's right. Right. And there was always enough for everybody, right? Yeah. Isn't that how that goes?
It is.
But anyway, we recorded earlier in the week because as you listen to this, I am hopefully going to be in the middle of Lake Erie.
Oh, and, hopefully you're in a boat.
Right, yeah, and not swimming for walleyes. But you know how life goes. You got to go halfway around the world sometimes to meet somebody that lives right next door, and that's what happened. We were on vacation in February down in Mexico in Riviera Maya. Wonderful time, and met a guy from Michigan there that lives about 40 miles, 50 miles from me up in White Cloud, and I'm from the Grand Rapids area. So it turns out we went ocean fishing when we were down there. Well, he retired when he got back, and his retirement gift to himself was he's going to spend the month of April just outside of Sandusky, Ohio, fishing walleye in Lake Erie every day the month of April.
Do you know how many guys are retiring and buying themselves a retirement gift of a fishing boat?
Right. Yep.
Must be more than one, because I just ran into a dude in a J&H Mobile, and he had the most beautiful Crestliner. Uh-huh. Like, I sold one 10 years ago, and I said, wow, that's beautiful. Of course, his was brand new,
yeah.
And they've got them all gussied up. But this thing was loaded. He had this, and the new outboard motors are so bad.
You
know, it like leans forward, and it looks like, you know, an aquatic animal. It's just, oh, yep. It's such a beautiful boat. So you're going to have so much fun.
But, yeah.
You know, he said he just retired, and that's his retirement gift to himself.
Right, yep. And this guy did the same thing. And so he was gracious enough to invite me down. Again, we're recording earlier in the week, so Good Friday – my bride had to work, and I had the day off. Our company was closed, and so it's like, huh, there's a good time that I've got a little free time on my hands. So Thursday night, drove down. Friday, Saturday, going to fish and be back for Easter
Sunday.
You're
going out of Port Clinton?
You know, nope. It's a little town called Monroe.
Oh, that's Michigan.
No.
Oh, then, Monroe,
then I got
Ohio?
Then I got it wrong, because I had to buy an Ohio fishing license to.
Well, if you're fishing out of Monroe, you still get an Ohio license too.
Because no, but he's in Ohio.
You'll often not know which waters. Yeah,
yeah. I could look it up.
You're smart to get a day license for Ohio.
It was about a 3-hour drive from Grand Rapids down to where he was, just outside of Sandusky, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Is where I was.
3-hour tour? Is that what you're going on?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to Cedar Point either. But I am going to go out on the lake. And, you know, of course, this has been planned for a few weeks, so now every day this week he's firing me the pictures of his limit, you know. And then you get the note, got my limit early, now out helping my buddy get his. You know, it's like, quit rubbing my nose in it.
He's having fun.
Yeah, just save a spot, right?
Just
put me on him for a couple days, and I'll be a happy camper.
Cool.
Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah, I fished that lake a bunch. I think my favorite's probably Saginaw Bay, or actually, Lake Ogibek up in the UP or somewhere in Canada where the water's crystal clear.
Right.
You know, those bigger waters, and Erie's one of those that there's just so many factories and stuff that have been around there. You know, you got to limit the number of fish according to health experts that you can eat.
Yeah, right.
Pregnant women shouldn't eat them.
Well, I'm just bringing them back to feed my family, so, you know, I don't really care.
Well, you know, you can... You can eat X amount of them. And
right. Well, no more than I get down there. You keep six a day, so if I can get 12 fish, that's 24 fillets. That'll fill the freezer for a year for us, for what we need.
Right.
You know, so, but I'm hoping to bring fresh walleye back for Easter dinner.
Well, and if he has a live well, you can pick through them when you're done.
Yep.
Because you don't want the real big ones. You want those 17 inchers.
Right, yeah. They eat really well. Yes, they do.
I'm not a fan of, like, I've caught some 27, 28 inchers, and they're just kind of mushy.
Right. You know? Well, it's the fillet ends up being so thick. Yeah. That, yeah. Yep, exactly. I agree with
you. But I'll take a cold weather perch over about any other Great Lakes fish.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that right around deer camp that are caught out of these cold lakes.
Catching through the ice that we did.
Gun Lake. Yeah. You know, those perch are just so sweet.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm ready to go fishing. I had a good time up on the Rogue a couple days ago. But I had to learn, I had to relearn steelhead. I don't know when the last time I went in a river. It's 10 or 15 years. And, you know, when you boat fish and river fish and all these things, after a while, I've got so many rods and reels and so many lures, and I keep buying tackle for some reason. I don't know why. But the guys down at Alan Bob's hooked me up with some really nice spinners. But as soon as I got there, the guys said, no, you're going to want to use the beads or spawn sack here. And I was all set for my brand new custom spinners.
Right, right.
Well, so I had to lose a spinner right off the bat.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You probably saved yourself a bunch of dough because there's always debris in the river. And you hook a spinner on, you break that off. Oh, there's $9. But a little mustad hook that you fish with a spawn
that's
bag.
All I needed.
Right. Yeah.
But all I had was the. I had was the plastic beads, and I did actually get a couple hits, but I just wasn't quick enough.
Yeah.
And because I took the wrong rod also, I took my big steelhead rod, which is great for the big water, but when you're down there, I don't know, I don't really think you need to have such a giant rod.
Yeah.
There were plenty of guys with mid-sized that seem to be able to cast a lot easier.
Yeah.
This thing's like 30 feet long.
Yeah, right. But there's a lot of stuff hanging over the edge. It's a river. Right.
I was right downtown in Rockford.
Oh, were you?
Oh, yeah. It was so easy, but it's wall-to-wall anglers.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was really nice. I saw him jump. There's some of the guys I made friends with, and they were catching him. And this young kid, he was 21. He caught three the first time I went there in the morning, and I was just there sampling jerky with some retailers there, Old World Olive Company, and some other people. And I just told Maureen, I said, my wife was with me, I said, let's just go down to the river. And sure enough, fishermen all over, and we pulled up there, and they were jumping the dam, and I'm like, oh, I'm coming back. I just got that feeling, you know, I was like, oh, I got to catch one of these.
Yeah.
This kid was 21. He was the nicest kid. He pulled one in while I was there. I helped him net it, and this thing was gorgeous silver. It was, you know.
So they're fresh still.
Yes, fresh and probably, you know, 20, 22 inches, just the perfect eating size.
Yep.
It's like he tried to give it to me, but there was an old man there struggling. And I said, maybe this guy wants it. And the guy was like, yeah.
So is he talking about you, the old man is struggling, or was it somebody else?
This guy was even older.
Oh. And struggling more.
Oh, yeah.
God, he deserved two fish.
Well, the guy was trying to pay him $5, and the kid's going, no, no, no. I said, let him give you the $5.
Yeah.
You know, that's his honor.
Right.
Anyway, I was the old guy when I went back because I put my waders on, and of course I fell in as soon as I
you're aptly named Bob is what you're saying, right?
That's why I go by Bobby.
You're right. not Bobber.
Not Bobber. But this guy next to me, a lot of, you know, 30, 35-year-old young studs down there just a whipping, casting, ripping.
Catching fish,
ripping,
man.
And gripping.
Yeah,
and
right.
This guy says, don't worry, I fall in too. And then he pulls up this rope behind him, and he pulls out this 4-foot stick he carries.
Right.
And he said, you got to get one of these. Because when you start going down and you got all your stuff in your hands.
Right, what are you going to do?
And you're on the rocks.
Right.
And it's a strong current, and you're in waders that are... I mean,
and they fill
pretty
up.
Tricky. Yeah. I didn't. I just splashed a little bit in there, just enough to make it uncomfortable on the way home.
Right, a little cold shrinky. I get it. Yeah, right.
I did get a shrinky.
Yeah,
but I arrived with a shrinky. Who are we kidding here?
All right, enough. coming up next, we're going to talk about the perfect ham every time. Bob goes way back in the ham business, and he knows exactly what he's talking about, so you're going to want to stick with us. Happy Easter. We'll be back.
Hey, guys. Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats, as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Now hit me!
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, it's Easter weekend, and we're hoping that you have an opportunity to get together with your family and loved ones and share the reason for the season. But anyway, we were talking a little bit about fishing in that first segment, and maybe we'll transition into that. But I'm as we speak to you right now, I'm in the middle of Lake Erie, hopefully, on a boat, fishing for walleye. And I'm going to bring walleye back if everything works out like I hope it does. And we're going to have it for Easter dinner.
Well, it sounds like this guy knows where to go.
Oh, he does. Yeah. He's proved it every day, sending me those texts. But at the end of the day, what I want to talk about is I still love to deep fry fish. So it's a 350-degree oil. Little propane burner. You can use electric. Mine's propane because I like it outside so I don't have the smell in the house. I chunk it up, the fillets of maybe like 2 to 3 inches a piece. You're going across the fillet. So you got just like 4 or 5 of them in each fillet that you get depending on the size of the fish.
They flip easier.
Right. But Captain Ken from Gyra Charters was a sponsor of our show for many years. He's now living on the east side of the state over in Augray. But he taught me to deep fry these in an Andes batter, and it's a cornmeal based batter. And he puts the fish in ice water and gets the fillet itself super cold. Okay, doesn't freeze them, but the fillet's been in ice water for maybe a half hour. He takes it 4 or 5 fillets out, and he's got a little shaker that's built for breading fish. That Andy's batter is in there, but when those fish are...
I wouldn't even call it a batter. I'd call it a coating.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because there's no egg in it. Right, it's a dry batter.
Right.
Yep, it's a dry coating. You're right. Very good. And this Andy's, but you shake it up, and because the fish is still wet, it sticks to it.
Right.
And then he drops that ice-cold fillet with the coating on it in that hot oil, and what it does is that quick temperature change crisps up that batter.
Right.
Or coating amazingly.
I know you like that stuff.
Oh my God.
That's
so
what
good.
We use at Allen Bob's when we do
right.
the fish.
And
fry
it's
there.
not so thick. It's real light and crispy, and the walleye is comes through. You don't taste all batter,
right.
but that crunchy on the outside right. is amazing. But that tip that he gave me to put an ice cold fish into the batter and then quickly into the oil makes a huge difference.
Well, that it looks like a guy that was panning for gold. It looks kind of like one of those, like a screen pan, and then it's got a top on it, so like Tupperware would make.
Right.
And,
yep.
And you just throw it in there. You put your meal on the bottom and your fish on the center
screen thing,
perforated rack.
Yep.
And,
yep.
And it's pretty ingenious.
Up, turn it over a couple times.
Pretty ingenious.
And it puts even coating of that on there, and geez, it's just so good. But that ice cold fish makes a difference.
Now,
I was really surprised.
Yeah. And I know you really like it. I probably like Drake's a little better.
That's a wet batter, generally, right?
Because my bride likes beer batter.
Yeah,
so,
what's wrong with that?
So, no.
You can have a lot of fun with that, too, with craft beers.
Oh,
infusing different flavors in there, you know?
Yeah. So, anyway, we talk about Rob Russell. Rob and I traveled at least the lower 48 teaching barbecue classes. And back in the day, he worked for Ace of Hearts Barbecue, and he trained me on like about everything I learned on barbecue that I needed to learn for Kansas City style, at least the classes we did. And one of the things he would like to do is we would do a fancy grilling class, and because everybody that went to the classes went to every class we put on every time we were in that area.
Right.
Right? So you got to mix it up so you don't teach them all briskets and butts all the time.
Right.
So he did this ham perfect every time, he said, so that's what I named it. And Rob was beloved by all, and so it's easy to name things.
Rest his
after
soul.
Him.
He's not with us anymore, but he's left his legacy of these kind of things with a lot of people, and especially with us. We had him on our board of directors for many years. He was that great of a barbecue guy, and he was so much fun to share stories with, and we made some stories along the way.
Gosh.
So it's just
way
too many. One of those guys you miss this time of year.
Yeah.
All time of year.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, he was a ton of fun. Anyway, this was his perfect ham every time recipe, and it's on thegrillingguys.com. If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. Now I'm doing it. And Jethro FM.
It ain't easy, baby, what I do, I'm telling you.
Network. So Rob Russell, go to thegrillingguys.com. You can find our recipes. There's a search bar at the top. Just punch in ham, punch in turkey, jerky, whatever you want. Randy's sleeping at a barbecue. You can pick up any picture you want. Anyway, he says the night before you plan to smoke or bake your ham, mix pepper, paprika, sugar, salt, dry mustard, and cayenne. And you massage it into the entire ham. He always liked grape seed oil.
I think there's two things with that. One, it's got a higher flame temp.
Yeah.
And two, it really doesn't have a lot of flavor.
Right.
And so he didn't want to change the flavor of his profile of his rub there with any oil. So he would always use this grape seed.
So you wrap that then after you've rubbed it in plastic wrap, and you store it in the refrigerator for up to 12 hours. Before you begin cooking the ham, unwrap it and let it rest on the counter for an hour. Get your smoker up to 210. Throw it in there for 6 hours. And here's what I would tell you. This is not in the directions here, but you have to diamond score this ham.
Okay.
You don't have to, but here's how we ended up teaching the class. You would diamond score it and then rub it. And then when it's in the smoker, it just sort of opens up. And then you get this this glaze, and it's honey, pineapple juice, dry mustard, and cloves. And you just keep pouring that over the thing every 30 minutes. You baste it throughout its smoke time. So I think you let it smoke for 3 or 4 hours before you start doing it so your rub stays on it. But no matter what, if you keep putting this pineapple juice and honey on it, basically, it's going to give it a beautiful profile, and it's going to help those diamond scores open up, and it just looks awesome. It's a beautiful presentation, and that is half the fun of being the master of your grill.
Sure, sure.
Bringing it in the house and hearing the oohs and ahs.
Right, and I see a one important note, and again, this is all on the grilling guys, so don't write this down in the dust on your dash. We got it out there for you. All you got to do is go find it. But it says one important note is place the ham cut side down, right? I mean, there's the skin of the ham, the outside, that's what you're scoring. And then there's always one cut side, unless you're doing a whole ham, but none of us ever do that, right? Not a processed one. This is just a regular ham that's always going to have
an
open side.
We would call them a regular in the ham
right,
business.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So it says you cut side down in the pan and keep it covered with foil at least a half hour of the cooking time, because what that's going to do is that's going to create a little steam and a little moisture in there. You don't really want to bark on your ham. You just want that seasoning, to get in there.
And when ham are cured or brined, like what we used to do back in the day at Van and Brink's, is we had this machine with a million needles that would just come in and chunk. It's kind of like a Fauci machine.
Yeah.
You know,
million needles.
Needle and, crazy.
Right. And, but what did those needles do?
Shooting brine in it.
Right. Exactly.
And there was a lot of water and salt and sugar. So
right.
The ham are always loaded up with water.
Yeah.
And you don't, what Jop is saying is you don't want to knock it all out.
Right, and nor do you want to brine a ham that you've purchased because it's got brine in it already.
Yeah, it's like brining a processed turkey.
Yeah, coming up next, we might devil your egg. Stick with us, we'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Happy Easter to you and your family. We've been talking a little bit about ham and some fishing and all this other stuff. But if you're just tuning in, what's going to be on your Easter table that is a staple? I've got a few things in mind, but mac and cheese is an absolute Easter necessity.
That's
in my
so
house.
Funny.
I love this.
No, I love it too. I'm sure that recipe is great. You have to make it for me sometime.
Right, yeah. And I won't cover the recipe, but I'm just saying that's always there.
You already did.
Yeah.
It has the couple weeks Cracker ago. Barrel cheese.
Yeah, stuff. Right. Yep.
That is so funny. I mean, because that's how different Easter traditions are.
Right.
I mean, I think no matter what, if you're a Christian, you're eating a ham.
Right.
That's not even a question.
Right.
And dirty little secret, I have no idea what my wife is making.
Right. Well, you know,
you got
a couple days.
I don't think she does either.
Right. You got a day or two to figure it out, no. Right?
No. But it's tomorrow.
But how many people do you think are going to be there?
Don't know that either.
Well, then I'm betting she does. You just haven't communicated
I know.
With her. Imagine
and
that.
You know what? I'm running around the clock right now. I went from not being able to get the job I want to getting two that are running me hot, and I got a great little story for you. Thanks for agreeing to let me name my catering business after the Grillin' Guys, because that helps a lot.
Sure, name sure recognition, we are, man.
The name recognition is great, and I'll try not to sully our good name.
Well, you haven't got far to go. So.
And who's Sully?
So
statewide moving, right? Oh, that's Scully.
Yeah. So I'm in the rep mode. I'm selling this Dove Creek jerky, this Wagyu beef jerky.
Oh, it's wonderful, man.
And the other day I was in Grand Haven, and I went to Fortino's.
Right.
You ever been there?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
That's a little high-end specialty store.
Been there forever.
So
amazing store.
I'm across the street talking to a lady in a store, and she goes, yeah, I'll take some. But you know who else you ought to talk to? And she pointed across the street, and she said, Fortino's would love this. And I go, yeah, that's my next stop. So
right.
I was crisscrossing the street, and just going to, if you see a store, it's cut across, zigzagging, I guess. And I walked in, and I'm amazed. I hadn't been there in a long time since my sister lived in that town. And I walked to the back, and this young fella is back at the. I said, "Hey, who's the owner or manager here?" He goes, "Well, I'm the manager." And I go, "Cool. I'd like to give you a sample of some amazing beef jerky."
Right.
And he's like, "Cool." And he looks at my jacket, and it says the Grillin' Guys, and he goes. The Grillin' Guys, and he's looking me in the eye. He goes, "You're one of them." I said, "Yeah, I am." And he got this big grin on his face, and I go, "I'm Barbecue Bob." And he's like, "Oh my gosh!"
Yeah,
he was so cool.
And then he met you, and it was like, "Oh, the wind went out of his sails." Yeah.
No, it was so cool because the show is helping me sell jerky. That's the bottom line.
There you go, man. Why not?
And they ordered. They ordered in that store. They roast their own nuts.
Yep. Hey, you want to know what? Our friends at that Fry Daddy's, that party mix,
yeah.
They sell that there too.
They do.
They do, right. Yeah. So
yeah.
Just like Sobeys. I mean, you guys are, you should ride together because these two
yeah.
things go really, really well. But
yeah,
so that jerky, Bob, is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not blowing smoke. I've been buying jerky from Sobeys since I've known the man, and I will. But I'm just saying this Wagyu is different.
Yeah.
And
it is. It's well, it's Wagyu.
Right. Right.
And it's pricey. But you know what?
It's a great little treat.
It's not what you're going to buy the bulk of. It's a treat.
Right.
If you want to, you know, if you really need some bulk, go to Sobe and they've got, and even their jerky's expensive, but nothing like Wagyu.
It's, right. Well, I bought 3 pounds of jerky
right.
to take with me
right.
on my fishing trip from
right.
Sobe.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not buying 3 pounds of Wagyu. You know, that I'd have to go get a loan. But but anyway.
So anyway.
Yeah, it's good though.
14-0's is now stocking the Dove
right.
Creek, and just to plug it more, the proceeds, Dove Creek does not keep the profits. The proceeds go to an organization called Tango 3, and Tango 3 is set up to fight and combat suicide for military
veterans.
People.
Right.
Well, not just veterans, but active duty military
okay,
and
good,
veterans.
Good, good, good.
Because a lot of people are in the service and still feeling like
what a cool tie.
What they went through. So it's such a worthy effort. I don't even have to feel like I'm working.
Right.
And I make money on it, but I mean, I don't
well, you've
care
got to,
about
to go distribute
that
it.
As much as I care about the fact that when people see who Tango 3 is, all of a sudden they're like, yeah, I don't care if it's a little bit more. And then they eat a piece and they just go, oh my gosh,
yep.
what is this?
Yeah,
I go,
yeah.
it's Wagyu.
Right.
That is what it is.
Right.
And it's that much different.
Yeah.
But anyway, I plugged myself enough.
No, that's good. I mean, it's fun that it, you know what?
So between the Grillin' Guys takeout in Lowell, my repping for this jerky, I'm working two jobs at a pretty good clip. And
yep.
Do you see the bags under the eyes?
Yeah, but you know what? It's cool because we're going to establish a little kitchen presence
yes.
over there in Lowell, which will help. I do catering
yeah.
on the side, right?
You're
and we're
welcome
we're,
to come over
we're
anytime
busting,
you need it.
We're busting out with a real catering license now.
Yeah.
So we can.
No more temporaries.
Right. No more temporaries. We're going to get this kitchen approved and we're going to make this happen. And,
well,
and
so this is in a
place. I'm proud to be part of it.
Yeah.
Man. It's cool.
This is in a place called. Alliance Kitchens. It's
doesn't matter.
What's the name of it? It's behind Barry Auto Body. It's right in Lowell. It's right behind actually New Union Brewery.
Right.
And there's a company, the Mexican restaurant in there right now, and they are booked out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They sell out all 3 days. And she said she doesn't want to do Wednesday and Thursday, so I said, okay, I'll take it, because I mean, the people are hungry for takeout. It's just people don't necessarily want to go into a restaurant anymore.
Right.
We've gotten used to just picking up. So Facilities Kitchen, that's the name of it.
Yep.
I had a brain cramp.
Yep.
And it's you can look it up, but I've already created a page on Facebook. You can like it if you want. It's called The Grillin' Guys Takeout. And just look it up. It's linked to the Grillin' Guys Facebook page. We're not going to build a website. It's going to be strictly, you know, guerrilla marketing and all kind of off the cuff. I've got an iPad now for the orders. I'm putting in a takeout window. They're letting people come in the front door and stand in the little hallway, and it works for them. But I said, I want a window. I want a window for orders and a window for pickups. And I'm sure they'll end up using those when they're in there.
Yeah,
so it's kind of cool.
Right,
so I want to promote.
But it's a start.
Those guys.
So back to the Easter table. Deviled eggs. I think is for as many people as are listening right now. Both of you have your own unique recipe for deviled eggs. But I mean, there's no right or wrong way to do this. How do you like to make them?
My wife does.
Okay, so there you go, Conrad. He's taking your angle here. My wife does all the
I'm
cooking.
I'm not going to. No. I never said that.
I understand.
She does the deviled eggs. She does all the big meals like Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving. That's her domain. I don't want to step on that.
Okay. Nope. And deviled eggs are part of that.
And she goes all out. She gets out the china, the silver, the linen. I mean, she goes all out.
Just watch your step.
Okay. Oh, I might be barking up the wrong damn tree right now, huh?
Yeah. I stay out of it. Yeah. It's a great time to watch a game.
Right. So, Conrad, do you have deviled eggs in your home, regardless of who makes them?
Yes, definitely. Easter is deviled eggs.
Now you know you love deviled eggs when you've got the actual deviled egg plate.
Oh yeah,
we've got.
I got two, baby.
I love a
Christmas themed one too.
Just one up the job.
It's not hard, right? But deviled eggs for me, right? They're boiled eggs. You separate the yolks and the whites, cut them in half. Come on, they're deviled eggs. Everybody knows what they are. But it's what's in that yolk mixture. And my only secret, I use real mayonnaise rather than Miracle Whip. I just prefer it.
Hellman's.
Little mustard. But I have jalapenos, pickled jalapenos in a jar, and I put some of that juice in there. And it just gives them a little zip, baby.
Crazy. Let's talk steelhead in just a minute.
All right. We will do that. It's steelhead it is. Maybe that's on your Easter plate. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
We live it. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we were going to connect with a gentleman that's a steelhead guide, but evidently the fish are on, so he didn't answer his phone.
And they are right now, let me tell you. Thanks for coming back, and don't forget to check us out on Facebook.com/ The Grilling Guys. You can get me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. And there's other platforms that I can't even remember the stinking call signs anymore. But a ham radio will work if it's Easter.
Wow. So, there is a reference right there. We might want to keep that one for the highlight reel.
Are we going to start one now?
We finally got one. That's almost as good as
a ham radio for Easter. Well, there we are.
Yeah, so how do you think they communicate?
Right. So anyway, Bob cut me off, or we ran out of time, or something with my deviled eggs. So I want to get back to that. Like I said, for as many people as listen, there's that many deviled egg recipes. Mine, real mayonnaise, and I like Dijon mustard because it gives it just a little bit different taste. And then my third ingredient is the they're called tamed, but they're diced jalapenos that aren't like super hot, but they're in like a pickling juice. You can buy them at any grocery store.
Really?
I've
never bought them. Even seen them.
Yep. And I pour that off.
Tamed.
TAMED. They're not as hot.
Tamed.
Tamed. Yeah.
In my store.
Yeah. But they're like.
You can't spell.
Whatever. But take a little bit of the juice that's in there because you got to wet the yolks down, right?
So
do that with the mayonnaise and the mustard, but I put a little bit of that juice in there and it just gives them a zip.
Sweet too? Or?
No, they're not sweet. They're still hot, but they're not as hot if you took a bite of them because they've got a little, it's a vinegar based pickling thing that they're in.
Like all pickled jalapeno.
Yeah.
They're
but
just
these
chopped.
Are diced though.
They're just chopped.
It'd be like what you'd put on a hot dog, right?
I think you'd call them chopped.
No, they're
relish
chopped. Type. Yes, but anyway, but it's only the jalapenos, and you'll see them if you look at your jarred vegetables.
And even if you didn't want to do that, sometimes what I'll do when I'm cooking is I'll just take a teaspoon of that juice out of there.
Yeah,
and that's really good to put just a touch of heat on something.
That's why I put it in the eggs.
Or if you don't want it to get too sloppy, I use like some cayenne pepper.
Yep.
It's a wonderful flavor.
Now, I'll use that sometimes on the top. You dust them.
Paprika.
Most people use paprika, but you can use cayenne too.
Just to if fool really, people.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. When Bob comes over, there's 12 eggs there, and one of them is cayenne. Bob, you pick first. Yeah.
I love cayenne.
Yeah, I know.
You're not going to hurt
me. I know.
But, even though you're trying to.
Right.
So here's a recipe that's going on thegrillingguys.com. It's for deviled eggs. and it has a cup of pineapple juice, chicken stock, honey. Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong recipe.
That was for deviled eggs? That.
No, that's Rob.
You lost me at pineapple juice.
That's Rob's brine recipe.
Right.
6 eggs, 2 tablespoons of Hellman's, a teaspoon of white sugar, a teaspoon of white vinegar. And that's a nice touch. So that's kind of your jalapeno thing there again.
Right.
Acid, basically, is what we're talking about.
Right.
Do you like acid?
What? I don't remember.
It was the 60s.
Prepared right. mustard.
I saw a picture
salt.
Of Conrad today
yeah.
that was from then.
A funny cigarette.
Yeah.
finely chopped onion, chopped celery, and a pinch of paprika or, you know.
I don't know, man. I don't like crunchy deviled eggs.
My wife always puts relish in hers.
Really?
You just said you did.
No, I don't. I put the juice from the jalapeno. I don't put the jalapeno
in. She always puts a little sweet relish in hers.
See, like I said, for as many people as are listening, there's that many recipes. There's no wrong way to do that.
And then she gets out her fancy little pastry gun
and
puts
and
it in there.
Pipes them in there?
Oh, yeah, man. It's like a star kiss.
I'm like a glob with a fork, is what I'm doing.
Fred Flintstone making, you know, I get it.
I can tell you, though, here's a weird thing.
Ooh, the whole show.
Yeah, can you just hit rewind, Conrad? Yeah.
Here's a weird thing.
I have.
Let's go from the beginning.
No, but let me finish my weird thing. Come on, guys.
I got a cat that does that.
No. My new black Labrador loves deviled eggs. The Labradoodle won't touch them. And it's weird.
That's stunning. Conrad looks stunned.
Right. But why
Conrad
is it?
Don't give your dog deviled eggs.
Do your dogs eat deviled eggs?
He's going to fart.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's bad enough.
That's why I don't let Lisa eat them.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Back that bus up and do it again, okay?
No. Nope.
Just do it again.
That train has left the station.
Nah,
I'm sorry.
That train's going to...
Yeah. She don't listen anyway, right? No.
that's happily truthful.
Right.
That's good.
All right.
So anyway, we were going to talk to a guy named Chad Betts, steelhead expert. He's from Betts Guide Service. BETTS. BettsGuideService.com.
Got a fish on, that's why.
And I bet he's got one right now. That's
right.
Why he didn't answer.
Yep.
That's all
that,
I got.
That time of year, though.
So, you know, since it's Easter, I didn't bring this in, but there is a perfect Bloody Mary, and we're going to have Brutes on the show. I'm communicating with Cindy from Brutes.
Yep. We've had him on once before.
I know it, and it's been a long time, and she now has that Caesar version. Caesar.
Ooh.
And it is...
That's got to be loaded with garlic and
it's
stuff.
It's as good as this.
Yeah.
So here's what Jop and I have determined to be the world's best, because a guy at the Elbow Room used to make them for us on Saturdays after we did the show.
Right.
And it's tomato juice, Worcester, dill pickle juice, and you can just use it right out of your dill pickle, or you can buy the dill juice that they sell.
Right. Dill sauce.
Dill sauce.
Yep. Yes, be right with your ingredients.
Horseradish, celery salt, not to be confused with celery seed.
Yeah.
Lime, and then a nice vodka, and there's lots of nice vodkas. I've been buying some cool vodkas when you come over.
Ukrainian
next time.
Vodkas. No Russian vodkas.
No, I just bought one called Hammer and Sickle from Russia. Did I show you?
Yeah,
it's
but I'm not
cool.
drinking Russia anything right now. I'm putting my foot down.
That's because you don't understand the story.
Well,
anyway,
it's my story. I'm sticking to it.
So the Caesar, you put a hunk of romaine in, hunk of bread, and then you can use like shrimp, which Jop loves to put in everything. But you can also use clamato.
Yeah, too fishy for me.
Well, that's what this Brutes Caesar is made out of, clamato, and it does not taste fishy.
Well, then they've got a better twist on it than Clamato has.
They have definitely Clamato. You say it however you want to.
Right. Yep.
Those are your ingredients, and that's, you know, that's the order. I typically will use Tito's, but I also found another one, American. There's several American-made handcrafted vodkas now on the market.
Right.
Can't think of the name, but they're all over the place,
right?
Which is cool. Tito's has made enough money. Now help the new guy. Help the little guy.
Right. So I've got one that I've enjoyed making in the past, a grilled sweet onion. And they're kind of different, but I'm going to walk you through it. Okay. So an onion has a root end, right? The little fuzzy end, and then the top. And you top the onion, leave the root end on, top the onion, and then take your knife and go down through it and quarter it. But don't go all the way through because you want the root end to hold it together so it just opens up.
So it's like a blooming onion.
But it isn't because it's only quartered.
Yeah.
It's not all the cuts.
Okay.
It's just quartered.
Okay.
And then what we're going to do is put that in a little bit of foil. Okay, so that, and I'm going to grill them.
You lost me at foil.
No, I understand, but they fall apart if you don't hold them together with the foil, because I'm going to put 4 teaspoons in. I'm going to make a rub with 4 teaspoons of beef bouillon. I want fresh thyme, and then I want salt,
pepper.
So you're
going to use the dry beef bouillon.
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to use the dry beef bouillon, thyme, salt, pepper, and the butter is why you need the tin foil on them, because the butter falls out if you don't have the tin foil.
And it makes a great hat
and
when
then,
you're done cooking.
Then some, about 4 teaspoons of white wine, okay? And you're going to put all that, and you picture the onion covered with the foil, except the top is exposed.
So you're making almost a marinade, not a rub.
Well, yeah, but it's all I put the rub on there and then put the wine, a tablespoon of wine over each of the onions.
Oh.
And
the melted butter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
And they're wonderful. And they'll cook in that juice,
yeah,
right, until they get done on the grill. You don't have to turn them. You don't move them. You just set them on there. And you'll know when the onion will open up a little bit,
right,
and then it's done.
Right.
I will do
the same thing, and I still have Vidalias. They're not very good anymore, but
right,
I find a few good ones in there. I bought so many, but I'll do that bloomin' onion cut on them, and if they're just right, that little point will fit right down into your grill. And
yes,
you'll find a way to poke it down in there. You can use foil if you like Jop says, but I will indirect it and then smoke it out. And Conrad's giving us the finger, so we got to go.
Right. Well, that's good, man. Because hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Enjoy your Easter with your family. Remember the reason for the season. And you know what? We are in a blessed place, and we really appreciate you guys listening to a couple knuckleheads like us. And enjoy your Easter.
Yeah. See ya.